ignorance of the scriptures is ignorance of Christ. This was said by St. Jerome, who we celebrate today, when living in Antioch in the 370s, who had a vision. Jerome was standing in the presence of the seated Christ, who asked him who he was. "I am a Christian," said Jerome. "Liar," Jesus replied back. "You are a Ciceronian, not a Christian. For where your treasure is, there also is your heart." There is no doubt that Jerome loved Cicero and the Latin stylists and the culture, for sure. But he was raised Christian and would often pray at the tombs of the martyrs and saints in the catacombs. Jerome was incredibly bright, and in his 40s began to translate the scriptures into Latin, known as the Vulgate, for the first time. His translation became the standard Latin version of the Bible over time. The Council of Trent in 1545 stated that the Vulgate, his translation, was the official Bible of the Catholic Church, giving Catholicism a claim that no other church could make. And so this is St. Jerome's great gift to the church, and is the patron for librarians and biblical scholars. Through his love of God and God's word, Jerome came to know that ignorance of the scriptures is ignorance of Christ. I know that Catholics aren't known for being all too familiar with the Bible, and we often joke about that, that we don't know how to open it and things like that. And that's for many reasons. But we shouldn't just laugh it off. Being acquainted with the Bible is being acquainted with God's word. Sometimes people wonder how it is that God speaks to us in our lives. Well, one way is every time you come to Mass and we hear the scriptures. But another way is by opening the Bible and reading the word God has already spoken. If that's reading the Bible, opening up is kind of a new thing to you, maybe hasn't been a part of your prayer life or practice, then I suggest you start by opening the Bible to a random page. Just open it up, see where it goes. And before you start reading, pray to the Holy Spirit that what you read on that page or chapter is what God wants you to hear in that moment. Trust that where you open the Bible isn't random, but actually Spirit-led. Through the intercession of St. Jerome, let's also pray that people become less afraid of the Bible. For some, it's just kind of this scary entity that, oh, I'm not going to understand it, I don't know where to start, it's difficult, it's history, it's all these different things. Don't let that bother you. It's God's word. It's okay. Or, for some, let's pray also that there's a desire to read God's word. I think all too often in our Catholic culture, there's just this, I don't feel like, I don't know the Bible. We're not scripture people. We kind of live up to that. But again, we're talking about God's word, not a history book. And when we talk about going deeper in our faith, this is a big part of it. To read the Gospels, the Old Testament, the accounts after the resurrection, and then to ask questions, to do research on what we might not understand, those are all ways to learn intellectually, but also to grow spiritually. It's a both and. They feed off each other. And so what I'd like all of us to do at some point today, and I'm going to do it too, is to take our Bible and open it to that random page. Whether you read the Bible all day, every day, or haven't opened it in years, regardless, find your Bible, open it up. And if you want to make sure it's in the New Testament and cheat a little bit, that's fine. But either way, open it up to a random page, and before you start reading, say a prayer to the Holy Spirit. Maybe just simply say, "Come, Holy Spirit," whatever it might be. But pray that whatever is on that page, whatever you read in that chapter, however far you go from where you open it, pray that that's the message that God wants you to hear today in that very moment. Take your time and trust that those words are meant for you. Saint Jerome, pray for